AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After last night's first hearing before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
With that, the committee stands adjourned.
The next hearing is Monday. The focus last night was former President Donald Trump's connection. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says in the next hearing,
we're going to examine the lies that convinced those men and others to storm the Capitol, to try to stop the transfer of power. We're going to take a close look at the first part of Trump's attack on the rule of law.
A judge in Wisconsin found the investigator hired by Republicans to look into former President Donald Trump's 2020 loss in the battleground state in contempt because of how his office responded to open records requests. The government says prices for gas, food, and most other goods and services jumped in May, raising inflation to a new four-decade high. The AP's Sagar Magani has the numbers.
There is no relief for American consumers from high prices. They rose 8.6% in May from a year earlier, the highest mark since 1982. Higher gas prices get most of the blame. They're approaching an average of $5 a gallon nationwide, squeezing the ability of many people to afford other things.
Stocks have fallen sharply on Wall Street as a result. Chef Jose Andreas pleaded with Congress today to find a better system for humanitarian aid in Ukraine.
The current system just does not work when people are starving and thirsty in a crisis. We need a more agile and effective system to deliver aid.
Andreas says it means reforming approval processes, cutting red tape, and rethinking contracting rules in Ukraine. Starting Sunday, the Biden administration is lifting its requirement that international air travelers to the U.S. take a coronavirus test within a day before boarding their flights. This is AP News. Ukraine worries a long war with Russia may lose interest by the West.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine grinds into its fourth month, officials in Kiev have expressed fears that the specter of war fatigue could erode the West's resolve to help the country push back Moscow's aggression. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, already has chaffed at Western suggestions he should accept some sort of compromise. Ukraine, he says, would decide its own terms for peace. His view is that fatigue is growing. People want, he says, some kind of outcome that is beneficial for themselves, and we want another outcome for ourselves. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in South Korea detained several dozen truckers for blocking traffic and disrupting the movement of goods near factories as a nationwide strike extended into a fourth day. Truckers are urging the government in South Korea to provide a minimum wage in the face of soaring fuel prices that are squeezing their finances. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.